Well, Coach, got your first almost week of practice under your belt. Overall, got to be excited to get the season underway.
Yeah, we've had this. We're finishing up week two. The weather has been outstanding for this time of year, so we're really pleased about that because there's a lot of time we're on the field maybe once or twice before we're playing. So that's a blessing for us there. So, yes, we're excited.
Talk about that, too, with Coach Becky yesterday. Whenever you get to this time of year, like you said, I mean, a lot of times it's a coin toss of what you're going to get. Some days you're in the shed. Some days you're on the field almost every day. But you never really know. And whenever it's a sport like baseball and you're trying to knock off the rust, yep, makes a big difference whenever you can be on the field for the first 2 weeks of practice.
Absolutely. We've been able to get live ABs off of our pitching, which last year I don't think we did because we were in the cage 90% of the time. We got a lot more reps on everything because we're outside. You can't do that in a cage. So, yes, we feel more prepared now than we have for the last couple of years.
And I'm sure, too, that's always something that you're going to relish in having, especially whenever you have such a young team.
Yes, we need lots of reps, and that's exactly right, Izzy. Because we're young, we need more of those reps because you throw, you know, a freshman and sophomore out there after basketball season and in the shed, judging fly balls and ground balls is very difficult. So, yes, that's going to help us out tremendously.
Who are some of the guys that you're going to be leaning on this year?
Well, I feel like that overall our pitching staff is deep. I think we've got several kids that can throw strikes. It's just our biggest question mark is can we score enough runs? So that we're going to find out in the next couple weeks on what kind of philosophy we're going to have. Are we going to try to be a small ball bunt, hit and run, all sorts of stuff, or, you know, how are we going to play it? So it's kind of trial and error the first 2-3 weeks of the season.
And, of course, too, you talk about playing small ball, and I feel like this is a group that you can kind of get a lot of out of with playing small ball with guys like Connor DePue, Quentin mm-hmm. Stonball, and Jack Lewis who have some speed, and guys like Chase Carlock and Andrew Casey who can really put the bat on the ball.
Yeah, our emphasis is going to be contact because I think we struck out way too much last year as a team. So if we get guys on, we can, you know, contact and get them over. Really, we've only got one proven basher. What I think Connor DePue is the only one that coming back that really drove the ball to the gaps. The rest of them were more singles hitters. So it'll be interesting to see how they turn out the next couple of weeks on where we're going to end up being.
And of course, too, like you said, it helps that you get to play right away. You start on the very first day with Monday with mm-hmm. Father McGivney, and then Tuesday with Cumberland. Mm-hmm. So some of these younger guys, they get the chance to adjust to varsity pitching pretty soon.
Yes, and it's good. We play two games, and we're off for basically a week. So whatever we see that it's really a Achilles heel, we can really work on it the next week. So if we get the games in, which it looks like we will be, that will be good because then we'll have a week to figure out what we're going to have left to work on.